on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eight suspects who were found in possession of police uniforms and guns have been arrested in Jozini in northern KZN. Provincial SAP spokesperson Robert Nichwender says they received a tip-off from a member of the public who spotted the suspicious-looking group driving around the town. He says their team carried out a stop-and-search.
Police found three firearms whose serial numbers were fired off, several rounds of ammunition, as well as pieces of police uniform, including a bullet-resistant vest. The serial number of the bullet-resistant vest indicated that it belongs to police in Vryburg, Northwest Province.
The suspects will appear in court soon. Now, Employment and Labour says it's concerned about ongoing violations and non-compliance in the road, freight and logistics sector. Seven people were nabbed, including five illegal immigrants, during an inspection on the M7 in Clearwood yesterday. Spokesperson Debogo Tejane says they found that some companies were ignoring national minimum wage regulations and paying truck drivers per load instead. He says the illegal immigrants will be charged under the Immigration Act for being in the country without a valid visa.
The Department Inspection and Enforcement Services had generated data that will be used to visit 218 companies. What we have uncovered is the tip of an iceberg. We'll be embarking on follow-up with on-site inspections.
The arrests come ahead of an Mbeza on the south coast today, where community members will be given the opportunity to present their concerns on service delivery and other issues to President Cyril Ramaphosa. Yesterday, the KZN government submitted to Ramaphosa its strategy to address some of the province's key challenges. Speaking at the unveiling event of a new King Shaka statue at the airport, the president said that government's been working to restore pride in the history of all South African heroes.
We have been deliberate about reconstructing and rebuilding the history that should be taught in our schools. There aren't many places in a free South Africa that glorify the heroes of our people. I would like to congratulate the KwaZulu-Natal government for fulfilling their undertaking to erect this memorial.
And the African Union's health watchdog says the spread of mpox has slowed down slightly on the continent. It's warned, though, the epidemic is not over. More than 11,000 cases were picked up in 15 countries in the last 4 weeks. Over 1,000 deaths have been recorded since January. Disease control experts say the continent is still in an acute phase of the outbreak. This, though, has pushed them to step up efforts to control the illness. A high of 24 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 26, Maritzburg 25. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, it is the first T20 between India and South Africa today, happening at Hollywoodbet Kingsmead. We'll also take a look at the Springboks' upcoming match against Scotland on Sunday, and we'll hear what Hugo Bruce has to say about why Percy Tau is not in the Bafana Bafana squad.